Okay, we are up to the Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, and we had two opinions whether you're allowed to, lend to a guy with ribis. One opinion said, Rabbanu, no, we don't want to get too close, except the Talmud Chacham, he's allowed to be as friendly to him as he wants. And the other opinion is that you're allowed to, maybe even a mitzvah. But the Pasuk is talking about the Seder in Yonim. He's talking about Aniye Ircha Kaimin, and the Chiddush was, according to Rav Nachman, that even though you can make money off lending money to a guy, better give to a Yid. There's a tshuva from a Mariv Vail, a fascinating tshuva about here's an order of what you should give tzedakah to. So somebody wrote to him, and I don't know the exact shaila, I didn't see the shaila, I just saw the tshuva, where someone wrote to him saying that we can assume that this woman who's a Baal tzedakah would give more better to someone who's collecting for a yeshiva than someone collecting for a welfare society. Talmud Torah is more important. That's what it is. So he writes back, if so, how come anybody gives to poor, you should only give to Talmud Torah, and so on and so forth. So he starts exploring this whole very interesting concept. He explores that, do we say Ani Ircha Koidim Talmud Torah from somewhere else? Do we say by Talmud, just like over here, Ani Ircha Koidim Ani Ircha Chedes, do we say that Talmud Torah of local comes before Talmud Torah from abroad, and you have to first support your local mesis before your local, do we say the same kind of laws of Kedima? And then he said, but we learned the Gemara later, Shachen v'Talmud Chacham, Talmud Chacham Adif. We had in Ksuvas also, Shachen v'Talmud Chacham, Toiv v'Shachen, Toiv, whatever it is. So if a Talmud Chacham is better than a Shachen, then even Ani Ircha and Talmud Teda from somewhere else, should you give Talmud Teda rather than give to Ormalite? Then he wants to say, the difference between Talmud Chacham and Talmud Teda. Talmud Chacham, we have Gemara Makis, that they stand up for the Torah and they don't stand up for the Talmud Chacham who learned the Torah. So Talmud Chacham maybe has a din of Gedimah, but not Talmud Torah, not a Moisid. And then he says, but maybe, he mentioned the question, maybe if it's a local city versus another city, your local city always comes first, regardless. So this is an interesting thing to explore. And Marie Weil, Wheels, they're all the grandchildren of Weil. He's Aachen. 500 years ago. He's quoted in the Magen Avraham all the time. He's quoted everywhere. He's one of the big ones. Tanya, we learn. What are the Jews' surnames? Weil is one of the old. There are only a few old, Katzenellenberg. There are very few. My goal is very, very few Jewish names that you can go back, more than 300 years. Not Landau. Landau starts from the Jews. Oh, sorry.
I said more than a few hundred years.
Yeah, sorry. Very, very few.
Landau was the
Yeah, so there's very, very few. Tanya learned, Amr Rabbi Yisi said, Boye, we're about 12 lines at the top. Boye, they come and see. Samoyes, a name, Shamavi Beribis. How blind they are, those who lend money, Beribis. Adam, Kayle, Lechaveder, Rosha. The din is, if somebody calls a friend of Rosha, Yoyrid, Imoy, Lechayev. What does it mean, Yoyrid, Imoy, Lechayev? So Rashi here says that he heard somebody said you're allowed to drive him out of business and bankrupt him. But Rashi says he cannot believe. Rashi says you have a very interesting lesson. We cannot believe. The kosher be'enai sheyatiru chachamim liyisrael hinokim v'ligmul ro. Rashi is over here. He finds difficult that chacham will allow you to go bankrupt him and open a store right next to him and bankrupt him because he's a Rasha. Yet Rashi in Kedushin clearly says that Yoyed Nimo L'chai, Chav Chesu, he says, somebody calls him a Rasha, he says, Yoyed Nimo L'chai, Rashi says, what Yoyed Nimo L'chai means? Bankrupt him. Open a store and bankrupt him. Rashi knows what Yoyed Nimo L'chai means, that you should, it means that you should go ahead and nudge him so much, and he's ready to hit you and smack and everything else, as if nudge him as if he's about to kill you. Treat him with disdain. Koilet Chaveder Rasha, Yoyed Nimo L'chai. Exactly this Gemara here. This is it. But there, Rashi teaches only that pshat. It means greater lumnasai. Here, Rashi says he can't imagine. So, how do you understand this? I don't know how you understand these two Rashis. Here, he says he can't imagine such a pshat, and there, that's the only pshat he gives. He doesn't even bring the other pshat. Taisus here bring. Look at Taisus. If somebody lends money with interest, you can go into his house and burn down a third of his crop. And then Tosha says, "V'tema God v'menayin liza." Where did he get this from? So one of the Achreim, I can't remember who it is, says we just learned it. When Abelezim and Hyrcanus was put into Chedim, what does Gemara say? What happened? A third of the crop of the world got burnt because they did the wrong thing. So we see that when someone does the wrong thing, that punishment is he loses a third of his parnasa. That's what it is. Anyway.
It's actually interesting that this person called another person a washer. It's supposed to be a terrible thing that you call somebody a washer.
That's right.
There's not some sort of a doubt as to how serious is this offense? How bad is it?
No, but it's monetarily.
Yeah, but reservations, how do you respond to this fact that
he calls somebody a washer? Rabbi Engel brings on this case, as Rabbi Engel brings, that that in the shul, or he heard in the shul, when somebody smacked someone else in shul, the Rav called him in and took away a third of his panosa. That was his penalty for smacking another yid. And he based himself on this Chuvas Agoyim. Because you're right, Lomasakar is Rosha. Exactly. And the Rosha over there, so therefore.
He was in Galicia.
Was that the angel that's buried in
Rabbi Yosef Engel. Was buried in Vienna? I don't know. He has a brother, Shmuel Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel is Shmuel Engel, so I don't know. Yeah, it could be.
I was in the grave of Rabbi Engel, very famous.
There's two brothers, both famous. Okay. Yeah, Shmuel Engel, the place of his Engel. Shmuel Engel, he wrote the Truvas. What's his Truvas name? Got ready. Okay. Okay, let's levite him more. So what's the point? Okay, you call for a Russia, you go chayiv. Yet v'heim, when somebody lends with the ribis, they mevin edim the lav levekumas. They bring edim and they bring a scribe and they bring a pen v'diyay and ink v'chaysmin. They write and they sign. Ploini zeh kofra belekei Yisrael. This person is a denier of the existence of the Eibishter. Anyone who's a nice guy and lends money, he does something chasadim. All of our cost of aimer regarding this person says, Kaspoy loy noson beneshech, the shaykhad anoki loy lokach, he never took any bribery. Oise elam, those people behave this way, loy yimait loy elam will never lose anything out. They will never lose their famegin. So what are you telling me? If you do lemon ribis, you lose all your nechassim. We see people who don't lemon ribis, they also lose money. There's no monopoly here on losing money. A lot of people lose money, even good people. And life is not a straight line. Life is has all its curves. However, they go up and they go down, and down and up. But these guys want to lose the money, they never come back. Lamasabi, boy, we got to find you a Gemara. Harvey, there's no Gemara. Somebody stole the Gemara. No, he wants an ice scroll. It might be over there in back where it belongs. Okay, quick. So while we're doing that, Taisa says the Gemara's question here is regarding tzaddikim gemurin, because maybe a person lost his money because of other avedas that he did. What's the Gemara's question? We're talking about tzaddik gomer, never did any aveda, and yet even a tzaddik gomer loses his money, but he knows he'll come back one day. But anyway, right, lama sabi boigdim.
Some of the tzaddikim, you look at some of the tanoim and amoroim, they were sharp businessmen.
Yeah, they used to fight. We had then they stole the ship, the boat.
Rapuna was crossing a river or something, and he made the ferryman ended up.
Yeah.
He paid him.
Exactly. Okay, we're invited. It says the pasuk. Lomad. Yeah, as I said, it's his Gemara. I didn't realize it's Yotze today. He's definitely here with us. Be a melech yeshiva for everybody. Lama sabed boigdim. That why should they boigdim this these people who commit treason? Why should they look? Tachrish kibal rosha tzadik menu. They're quiet when the rosha swallows up somebody who's a tzadik more tzadik than him. Omer Avuda tzadik menu beleya. A rosha will swallow a tzadik who's greater than him. But tzadik gomer beleya. But a tzadik gomer he cannot swallow. Why the Gemara brings this particular pasuk down over here? What's happening here? Unless we're like Taisa learns, we're talking about a tzadik gomer here. Because the last thing we talk about is a tzadik gomer. How come he loses his money? So we're continuing talking about a tzadik gomer that they're immune and nobody can touch them. In the pasuk, when it talks about mechira of an eved, it says a ger tzadik ve ger toishiv amalini yiribim. When it comes to yiribim, it talks about a ger toishiv. Any day mahu, I'm not sure what exactly the Torah wants from them. Get tzadik gomeli mechira. What are you talking about? Says the pasuk, v'chiyamu chachich imach. When your brother loses all his money, and he sells himself to you, Don't make him work too hard. The Leilach, we're talking about a person who doesn't keep Shavius, and then, you know, and slowly but surely things get back to worse, and eventually has to sell himself as a slave. The Leilach, not only will sell himself to Yid, El Legeid, eventually he'll have to sell himself to a Geir, Shenemar, it says, Lageid, it says, Venimka Lageid. And then it says, V'loy Leged Tzedek, not only will he sell himself to Yiddish Ager, El Leged Toshev, to a Geir, who's still a Goy. Shenemar, it says, in the Pasuk, Leged Toshev, and the Mishpachas, Geir Zahanochri, and his family are all Goyim. It says, Oyle Eke Mishpachas Ger.
They were not.
They're not even mekabel zayin mitzvahs. Oileiked, or he'll be removed. Zanimke laver chomati besoltus to getchkes to avoid desert itself. This is what happens. This is inexorable. What happens? You know, when if you don't behave and you don't behave with Schmidt and all that, and you deal with business with Schmidt. Oh my, we learned. It says about legeir. Remember the geir. So it sounds like me a gay koni evadivi. A geir can be kind of Jewish ever. That's what it sounds like me. It says the pasuk you'll be sold to a geir. I but I mean we learned ain ha geir nikne be evadivi. We learned that why that a geir cannot purchase an evadivi. Ain isha a geir kind evadivi. Nor can a woman and a geir be kind an evadivi. Geir loy nikne, two things. A geir cannot be bought as an evadivri, and nor can a geir own an evadivri, like a woman cannot own evadivri. Geir loy nikne the evadivri. Why can't a geir be bought as an evadivri? It says v'shavel mishpachta. You know we don't have the laws in evadivri. Because by an evadivri, it says at the end of the time v'shavel mishpachta, and he'll go back to his family. But v'haleka, he has no family. This geir has no family because he's a geir. The ein isha v'geir. So therefore, he doesn't have a dinim. The ain isha the ger koinin evadivri, an isha and a ger cannot be koinin evadivri. Isha lav oilech ada, we don't trust her alone with a man that she owns and controls. Mitzatznias and ger nami gemidi the mikne koni the loy mikne loy koni. We have a rule: if he can be bought himself as an evad, then he can buy an evad. If he himself, a woman could be bought as a soul as a shivcha. As an omer, so therefore we can't use the drasha. But a gay cannot be, as we just said, cannot be bought as an eved, nor can he own an eved. Even says the Gemara, and I will explain. When we say that you cannot buy means he cannot buy and have a din like Yisrael, I will koine v'dinah kenochri, but he can buy and the din of the ever will be like a goy. What do we mean din ever will be a goy? In which respect? We'll see in a minute. The time we learned, ha nirtza, that din that if a guy wants to extend his term beyond the 6 years and he passes his ears, or nimke lenochri, or if somebody is sold to a goy, einu oived lo yesaben, lo yesabad, the guy dies, you don't pass him on. The nirtza, if the guy dies, you don't pass him on to the children, nor by this, by a goy. Omama, he said, v'inisha v'ger koin evadivri, a woman shouldn't buy an evadivri, name or ger, like Rav Shmuel Tanya, isha koin is a shvoye shivachos. Rav Shmuel says that a woman can befeirish own a shivcha. V'einu koin is avodim, but cannot be koin avodim. That's what the b'rai said. Come on, Rav Shmuel says, av koin is avodim. Shmuel says that a woman could own an evad. So what's good? So it's l'chayim machlekes. Look at my name. I feel that Shmuel Lila v'lekash can be evad ivri, can be evad kanani. An evad ivri she cannot own, and an evad kanani she can. What's the difference? Evad ivri tzniyela. Evad ivri she has faith that he won't go tell people what's happening if they have an affair discreetly because he's worried about his own reputation. Therefore, she will maybe do an avada. We'll be putting a stomach block in her way. But evad kanani pauses. She won't trust evad kanani. He has a big mouth. And he'll tell everybody what's happening with my mistress. So therefore, we don't allow her to have an evakanani.
We do allow
evakanani because nothing's going to happen. Ella hoda to Rabbi Yosef al malta an almana leitarbi kalba an almana. A widow should never own a dog on her own. Should never own a dog.
Can I ask you how come in these inyonim there's such a stress on the fact that you can't trust the woman?
No, you'll see twice in a minute. You'll see twice in a minute. It's like a mobile phone. Women can't have a mobile phone. We don't trust her, but men we trust very much.
Hey, for sure. No man would ever talk in the shul on a mobile phone or let it ring or something like that.
Sure. Look at this guy. He's such a small. That's something to worry about, yeah. That's right. For the same reason. Men can drive. Women we don't trust.
But I'm just saying.
Look at the Tyson said. You'll see Tyson explain in a minute. A woman should not have any dog. You shouldn't have a yeshiva bach alone. with a widow in a hotel. Okay, I understand the svara tzniyelo, because obviously he's going to be discreet, so therefore you place a stomach block. El kalba, dog, if she has a if he commits bestiality, kivon de masirba, the dog is going to all time will hang around her. Mirtza, she's scared that she'll be exposed. Amri, we say no. Kivon de chishadi leumtza, if she throws him a piece of meat, also masir basra, he'll also hang around her the whole time. Amri, each of people say, Mishum umtza de chishadi leumtza, nobody's going to suspect that the reason is because there's a bestiality going on here, but rather because of that. Sounds to me about chayshu. Says tesis over here, like tarbi kab, look at the last tesis. Says tesis, we're not worried that anything's going to happen. But Mishum lozes for saying ba'alma, people tongue wag. And people tongue wag a lot more when it's about women than about men. I don't know, this whole thing will change now. Yeah. We're not choishid that Yisrael will have Mishkav Zachar, or any Yid. No difference. Yid. This all Gemara Avodah Zarah, we'll learn it in the second period. We're not choishid that Yid will ever have any of these kind of promiscuous things. The Gam ain't also is Yachid, not even Isa to be Yachid. There's no Isa for a woman to be alone with a dog. It's more wagging, lousy time. And people talk more about women than about men. And that can be the same thing with phones. That can be the same thing with everything else. Not because we're scared they can do anything, but people are going to have men are such perverts that they're going to have start thinking, you know, see a woman, what they're going to think. Who's you talking to?
What about if it's the dog left over and they had the dog together?
Sell it. Put it in the dog pound.
Who would suspect anybody of
Bessiah? You're going to see the Gemara Avodah Zarah. Your hair will fall off your head when the Gemara Avodah Zarah will be suspect. By Goyim,
you can't stay in a hotel.
You can't leave your horse alone in a Goyim's stable. Your horse at Goyish's stable, because things are going to happen there. Because if he knows it belongs to Yid, he goes crazy. And bestiality will come right. We'll wait till we get to this. Let's do one thing at a time.
Hold that thought.
Hold that thought.
But you've got to learn, all of it is all your room of choices. How can we do this like this?
True, yeah.
Situation today is different.
Hopefully. Tomorrow,
another
5 years.
No. In 3 years, we're finished. Yeah, three and a half years, we're finished.
Just wait 3 years.
We're on a roll here.
No. I've had these orders before 3 years. It's only about two.
Yeah. Okay, bye to Gemara. Back to Gemara. Okay, that was Ger Tzedek by Mechira. Ger Toshiv Amalin Yeribet Mayi. What's the Ger Toshiv by Yeribet? It says, Pasik, V'chiyam Ochachicha Imach, if your brother becomes impoverished, it says in Pasik, Mati Yod Imach, you should assist him, V'chazaktabai, and strengthen him. And then it says, Ger V'toshiv V'chayimach. Sounds like, and then it says in the next Pasik, Al Tikach Mi'ita Neshech V'tarbis. Sounds like if you read the Ger Toshiv put together, you're not allowed to lend Ger Toshiv also Ribbis. That's what it sounds like. It doesn't look like Chai Chichimach. What do you mean? You love him and Malvin as Ribbis and Fejah Lado. It says now Mishnah, Ger Toshiv, you are allowed to lend Ribbis. How do you learn that? Chem Ger Toshiv. I'm not Nachma Yitzchah, Miksiv Al Tikach Mi'itam. Let's say, do not take Ribbis from them, including the Ger Toshiv. Mi'itoiksiv, Mi'Israel. When it comes to Ger Ribbis, we're only referring to the Yid. The Ger Toshiv part is the first part. If he lives in Israel, you got to help him out. Torah and Glenn, Al Tikach Mi'itan Nesher Vatarbi, you're not allowed to take from them from a Yid. You're not allowed to take Ribbis, but you're allowed to become a guarantor on behalf of the Yid alone to another Goy. So what's the Shaila? Why should it be a problem? Who is the Arev to? Is the Arev to? There's different kinds of Arev. There's Arev Kablin, the Stam Arev, and there's this kind of Arev we'll learn about in a minute. Yeah, Arev Kablin means basically I take it upon myself, come to me straight away. Due date is come to me. Arev Kablin cannot become an Arev Kablin. An Arev Kablin by Ribbis, the big machlek is if you're allowed to be an Arev Kablin for a Yid to a Goy, a Ribbis, because in a way you're saying come to me directly. So and how do we view the relationship with him and the Yid? Is it like the Yid owes the money and now that I pay the money he owes me the money, which is Ribbis? How does it work? Or I owe directly to the Goy? But Stamanotiv is no problem, because Stamanotiv is the first Yid has to pay, let's say $100 plus $20 interest is $120, and I took it myself to pay the $120. So there's no Ribbis here. I'm paying in the money that he lost. He lost $120. What my relationship to him is not Ribbis. My relationship to him is his loss. I'm going to take over. That's not a problem. But here, so now, let's go back to Suleiman.
So it's time to guarantee a loan to a bank nowadays on behalf of a year to be a...
We'll soon see. A guarantee is a normal order. First they go to the person. If he can't pay, then they go to you. Odev Leman. So who is he? Well, let's understand Odev. You're saying he's allowed to be an Odev. To who? If you're telling me that what? If a Jew is lending another Jew money with interest, even though I'm not the lender or the borrower, I can be the guarantor. How can it be? But we're going to learn later on. Elu Oivrim Beloisa, the number of people involved in Aveda, Hamalva, the Loiva, and the Ariv. Because he facilitated this whole loan. If not for him, the loan never happened. And for Adim, and the witnesses as well. We're talking about a Yid who borrowed money from a Goy. You can become the guarantor. You can become the guarantor. Now, the problem is, how did the Goyim work by an Arev in those days? The Ozel Basa Arva, they go directly to the guarantor. They don't even bother. They know that the guy who lent the money to has no money. Why would he borrow money? And the guarantor usually is a wealthy guy. So they're going to waste their time going to the borrower. They're going to go straight directly to the guarantor and pick up the money. The key on the dini denochi the osel baza arva, iu niu the koshok minel visas. It comes out that the yid owes money to the arav. Comes out that the yid, that means as if the arav borrowed from a goy with interest. And this yid now is borrowing from this arav with interest. So how can we allow that? Yeah. It's as if the Arif was, why is the Goy lending the money? Because the Arif. It's as if the Goy lent money to the Arif, and the Arif turns around and lends that money to the Yid. And then he says to the Yid, you're going to have to pay me, I'll lend you 100. How much is he giving the Yid? Only $100. But the repayment will be 120. So it looks like this Arif is lending, turning around and lending to the Yid. That's how we view it. So how can that be permitted? The Gemara. And that's why the problem with the Arav Kabbalah is a shaila. Do we view an Arav Kabbalah the same way? It's as if, is it a pshat that the Arav Kabbalah want to borrow the money and he in turn is lending to the Loiva? We say no, the Loiva is borrowing the money. And the Arav Kabbalah is just a tanai that you come to me first. But not like I got the money and I passed it on. So the machlek is in the shayin and achleim. How do we view an Arav Kabbalah? What I'm saying is, how do we view the role of the Arav Kabbalah? Does he, you know, supplant the place of the borrower? Is he the real borrower? Exactly. Is he the real borrower? Or is he a third party altogether? But
he just takes on the responsibility.
Yeah, but if you go to him first, we're talking about only when you go to him first. If you go to him second, that's what I'm talking about. If you go to him first, how do we legally view this transaction? Who's the borrower?
Like a shliach of the borrower?
Exactly.
Now assume the debt. It's his own debt.
But it is, because he has to pay. Yeah, exactly. So who's lending? Yeah. So who lent to the labor? The guy to the labor? Because of the Arav, or to the Arav, and the Arav passes on, he tells the guy, you lend to the, you pass the money there, don't worry, I'll take care of it. Second, invited. Oh, but I've changed, you're right, it's a problem, but you know, we're talking about here, Shekibel Olav Ladin Bedini Yisrael, that this guy accepted that he'll follow the Jewish way, which is what? First, he'll go to the borrower. If the borrower doesn't have the money, then he'll go to the guy. Oh, that's not a problem, because then who borrowed the money? The borrower. The borrower doesn't have, then the Arav. And when the borrower has to repay the Arav, it's not through the loan. He's paid because the Arav is paid out on your behalf $120. You owe me $120. So it's not like he's paying him interest. In other words, the Arav doesn't become... You owe nothing to the Arav until he actually pays the money. If you look at a normal Arav, the way we look at how Halacha is, the loan took place in Nisan. But the Arav doesn't pay the money until Tishrei, 6 months later, when the thing is due. When does the borrower owe the money to the Arav? Yeah, he's paying Tishrei. And how much did he pay? 120. So there's no interest here. I paid 120. You owe me 120.
It's a fixed price.
Yeah, but it happened. Your chiyuv didn't start till I paid the 120. So therefore, I'm not charging you an interest on top of that. Whatever I paid, you have to pay me. But if you look in the Goyish way, when he goes directly to the Arav, when do you become responsible to me? The moment you got your loan. The moment you got your loan, you're already responsible. You owe me because I'm the one who's paying it, not you. In the Goyish way, the Arav pays. And the borrower then has to pay the order. So therefore, when does the borrower become responsible for the order? Immediately. So how do we view that legally? As if the order lent him the money. Because...
Would you be over at the time of the loan?
Yeah. At the due date. Exactly.
But that's
right. You're not doing it yet. You're not entering into an arrangement. Yeah. I'm going to
change people up. It's a bit like a credit card where the due date is when the his chayvus.
Yeah, there's no third parties. You and the bank. There's only used two. Here we're talking about a third party. Where does the third party fit in? Any loan, the question is, when do I owe you money? I owe you money from the day you lend it to me or the due date?
That's due.
That's right. It's a machlekes. We'll see. Bobaster
here. Credit card is different because they'll start charging you interest from machleya. Not only from the due date. They'll charge you
if you don't pay.
If you don't pay by the due date, they'll charge you lemachreya from the borrowing date.
Omer Rav Sheshi is Yekibel Olo Min Yisrael. Rav Sheshi says, talking about you mekabel to follow Jewish law, Yekibel Olo Min Yisrael, that even Amalish Gol Marushach. If the guy decides to follow Jewish law, what's Pchal Ribbis it? Omer Rav Sheshi, Yekibel Olo Zul, Yekibel Olo Zul. I mean, it's obvious.
But the guy's happy to have the Jewish law vis-a-vis the collection method.
Yeah, it's right here. Kibbalazoo, la kibbalazoo. Right here. You can have kibbalazoo, la kibbalazoo. It's up to the guy. The tailor-made Jewish laws. There's actually a... Malva Yisro, it says in the Mishnah, a Yid can lend the money of a guy, Medasa Nochri, with the knowledge of the guy. What's going on here? A Yid can lend the money of the guy with the knowledge of the guy. It's what the Mishnah says. What exactly is the case here? So we learned, Malva Yisro, a Yid can lend the money of a guy, Medasa Nochri, if the Nochri agrees to it. Let's say Shimon owes money to a guy, and then it comes the due date to pay. So Shimon can then lend the money to Reuven, as if the guy is aware of it. So it's as if the guy is lending money with interest, as if the guy is lending money to Reuven, not as if Shimon is lending money to Reuven. Avaloi medas Yisrael, but not if he does it, you know, and das Yisrael. We'll soon see me. Ketzer, what's going on here? Yisrael shall love a mitzvah nochri. Shimon bar money from a guy beribus, paying interest. Uvikesh lachzino is ready to pay back the guy. Umotzi Yisrael achri. He met another yid. Vamalai, he said, you know, you owe money to the bank. You want to pay prematurely. Why don't you give me the money and I'll pay? I'll keep up the interest payments. To normally give it to me. Vani elach loch kedesh atamalai. So what I'll do is, you owe the guy. You guys don't know about my existence. You know, the bank won't lend me the money. So you don't need it. You take out the loan, and I'll then, you pay the bank that in interest, and I'll pay you. So I'll pay you, and you pay the bank. So this is with a guy, not a bank. Osir is forbidden, because Lepoyel, I'm borrowing from a yid, and I'm paying him interest. Doesn't matter, it ultimately ends up with the bank, with the guy. But v'im ha'midoi eitzel nochri. But if the bank is aware of it, mute, then it's permitted. So even though the guy, you didn't, not the pshat that the Yid Shimon paid the guy back and then the guy lent the Reuven. That's what it's not talking about. It's talking about that the money never went back to the guy. The money went straight from Shimon to Reuven. But since the guy agreed to it, even tacitly, it's all right. Because it's as if Shimon is the shliach, is an agent on behalf of the guy. So now the Shimon is giving, it's not Shimon lending to Reuven, it's the guy via Shimon lending to Reuven, which is allowed. Okay, that's what. So Shimon is a shliach of the guy. That's how we're learning. We'll soon see whether a yid can be a shliach of a goy or vice versa. Likewise, nochri shall love him by Yisrael. If a goy borrowed from a yid, beribis. Ubikish lachzin, the goy wants to repay the yid. Mochi solacha, the yid found the goy. And he says, why don't you lend me the money? The same arrangement, but instead of taking it from the yid, the lender is a goy. Here, the lender was a yid. And he'll look at the shot of my law, and I'll continue paying you the goy and the interest. And you pay the yid, mut is mut. How he put a catch. But the imam Hamid is Yisrael, but the yid consents and he agrees, and the goy is a shliach for the yid. So who's lending the money to this yid? The yid is. And how can you do ribbis? And us. Talking about a bish, lame and safe, I understand the safe of the chumra, even though there's no shlichas from a goy to a yid, but we're being machmed. It looks like ribbis, don't want it. El Reish, you're being makel. You're saying here that the yid is a shliach for the goy, and therefore who is lending the money to the second yid? The goy is, even though the shliach is the one who's panning over the money. It's shliach, it acting as a shliach. Where do you find shlichas lekula from a yid to a goy? Even the shlichas nochri, there's no shlichas nochri. You need a kushakul minei visa. The fact is, in halacha, the yid cannot represent the goy. So if Shimon is giving the money to Reuven, Shimon is a lender, even though the goy is aware of it. So what? Shimon cannot act as an agent for the goy. You know what we're talking about here? He said to him, not that Shimon that gave the money into the hand of Reuven. The goy said to Shimon, you know what? Put it down on the table. Reuven, go take it. And therefore, Shimon is out of the picture. Of course, a goy can't lend to a yid. So what if Shimon used to owe money and he put it on the table? It's talking about the goy physically took the money and gave it to Reuven. What's the chiddush then? What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? The amount I would have thought, noch regufe ki obvila daiti soko gomil. I would have thought, it's as if the other way around. Since Shimon is the one who brought Reuven to the picture, and Shimon gave the money to the guy, and the guy that gives it to Reuven, maybe the guy is acting as a shliach for Shimon to give it to Reuven, even though originally it was the guy's money. It's as if, since Shimon says to the guy, do me a favor, lend this money to Reuven, so if the guy now gives it to Reuven, perhaps you can argue that the guy is acting as a shliach for the yid, and yes, shliach is l'chumra, and therefore it comes out that Reuven is actually borrowing the money from the lender, who is Shimon, not from the guy, as we would have thought. That's so. Ravashi comes along and says, no. So the whole time we're talking here about that he eats as a shlech for the goy, goy shlech, luchumra. So Ravashi, ki amrina, when do we say ein shlichas lenochri? When do we say there's no shlichas to goy? Hani mili betrume, only by trume. Ava bechol, atoyre kula, yes shlichas lenochri. Who said you can't be a shlech? Why can't this have the kazar shlichas? By trume, it says atem. And it says, could have said, kein terimu gamatem. What do you mean, gamatem? You or your substitute has to, and your substitute has to be someone just like you, who has to be a Merkadush, has to be a Yid. It's not a goy. But maybe it's limited only to Truman, not to the rest of the Torah. So therefore, it's not just a chumras over here, it's a halachas. That if you act as a shlich, as a goy, it's all halachas, that you have shlichas. So the Gemara of Ahad Rav Ashi Brusi. This Rav Ashi is not right. It's not not a sure or not true. Why? Because Maish not Truma. Why Truma can't you have a goy the shleid loy? The chesiv atem. Gamatem. Could have said atem Truma. It says gamatem teaches the why that everyone, including anyone like you, matem b'nei bris, avshul chachanam b'nei bris. Nu shlichas de chol hatoy de kulunami me Truma gamrinu. Now, it's very hard to understand this Gemara, because if you meant the Gemara Kedusha, the Gemara brings Truma, and the Gemara slugs it up. And the Gemara concludes either Karm Pesach, it says, or we bring Gittin, Kedushin, we bring Philip Sukkim together, or we learn from Ila Tvicha, you know, over there, Yeshua, and so on and so forth. So Rashi adds a word over here, just remember this Rashi, Rashi says, Shlicha Dechot Erekula, Sheyehe Shlucha Kemoisai. What's Rashi saying here? Rashi is saying this. The concept of shlich is we don't learn from Truman. The concept of shlich we learn from what the Gemara says in Kedushin. But once we know shlich is works, how does it work? Is it a second person and it's good enough? This concept of shlich on Kamoisa, we learn that from Truman, because there it says, Gam Atem, he's like you. That's the mucker. Once we know shlich is works from all these other Makedas, the concept of Kamoisa is from Truman. That's what he's saying here. Another version, number of Ashi Kim, they cannot serve as a shlech.
If you wouldn't have
the Gamatim,
then
Kamoisa,
then you have to have
Gamatim
for
Kamoisa.
You're talking
about Rashi?
Yeah. So if you don't have this Gamatim, so when you do have, and but the Torah does contemplate shlichas.
Yeah, yeah. That means the Maisa that he did will work for you. But to say that he's like you, remember the three daggers in shlichas, to say that he's like Kamoisa, he's like you did it? No. It's just that it's a separate person that did it, but his mice, you get the credit for. It always is like him. This concept should be on Kamoisa, that it should be mamash like him, we wouldn't know from all these other Makedas. I can give you get on your behalf, on the husband's behalf. I don't have
but
to be like him.
The husband himself gave the get.
No, it doesn't. It means that the get that I gave her, the husband is yaitzer with it. That's all it means. The husband didn't give it. I gave it. But the Tater says that's good enough. So we need to learn how to do the shlichas that someone else can do it on your behalf. But how would we learn without the truma? That the husband didn't give it to someone else, and the Tater is mechadish that someone else does it for you. That's good enough. So comes along, truma says, no. It's as if the husband gave it. The nafkamina would be, I'll give you one nafkamina. Can the shliach of the get become an aid on this thing or not? If he's a separate person, yes. If he is the husband, how can he? Okay, so that's what Rashi seems to be saying over here. Back to the Gemara, another pshat is not when do we say a goy cannot be a shlech? He can amri, omr Rashi, ki amri yashich nochri hanimili in hu ledidon. Like by Truma, the goy should act as a shlech on behalf of you. Aval anan ledid hu, but us for them, havinu lu shlech, is a shlech. But the Gemara of Hadar Rashi, so this distinction that you make, that what, he cannot be a shliach for a yid, but a yid can be a shliach for a goy, is also nadish. Why can't they be a shliach for other chesiv atim gamatim? The Lord, no, the chesiv atim gamatim lam shulchachamatim shulchachamim b'riz, and nani dunami. So the same chesiv works a yid to a mshalech. Ma atim b'nei b'riz karma. Just like the shliach has to be a b'nei b'riz, the mshalech also has to be a b'nei b'riz. It works both ways. Because in the case of Truma, atem, so the shliach has to be like you, and the mshalech has to be an atem, has to be a yid. However, from one shliach to another shliach, everyone brings down already that a goy to a goy can be a shliach. A goy to a yid, a yid to a goy can, but a goy to a goy could be, not everyone agrees, but a goy to a goy could be in halacha as well. You know what Ravina says, Nihi de shlichus lenochri lesle, I'll grant you that a goy cannot be a shliach, you cannot be a shliach to a goy, or a goy cannot be a shliach for a yid, or bezechia midrabbanon isle. Perhaps this, the whole idea of zechia is that you're not aware of it. I found like an object worth $100, and I say, you know what, I love Yehuda, I'm going to have it, he should be his. Even though Yehuda doesn't know about it, he's eich. That's constant zechia. So maybe. Okay, therefore, so they have a constant zechia that it works. So maybe over here, by this halva, why does it work? Because he's zeich. Why does it work? Because he's zeich on behalf. He's zeich on behalf of the guy. So Gemara, no, klepnish. Now the fact that the Gemara wants to make a break between zechia and shlichus is a big problem on Shittas Rashi, because Rashi holds in Kedushin and in Bab Metzia and in Gittin and other places that zechia is metam shlichus. And Tesis says that zechia is not metam shlichus. Here the Gemara is saying right here that you can have shlichus, it doesn't work, and yet zechia will work. So that tells us l'cheira that zechia is not an extension of shlichus. The Gemara there, Omer Gino Rab, we learn from Minayim when they divided Yisrael and the Nasi L'Sheva, Nasi L'Sheva, that they represented the people. That's what we learn out from, and that's nothing to do with the Zechiyah. However, the Gemara then doesn't like it. The Gemara concludes, Midi Havya Cotton, I prove it from a cotton. Cotton, love Avagad L'Shlicha, cotton has no Shlichas, yet Mi'is L'Shchiv L'Ban. You can be Zecha on his behalf. We had in Gittin Zoch in the cotton. Yisrael osi leklal shlichus. Akum lo yosi klal shlichus. This goes back to show that zechiyah isn't shlichus. We're mehatayded, there'll be shlichus one day. So the Rabbana said, so we latch it on to shlichus. But by a goy, he'll never have shlichus. So therefore, there's no zechiyah. Yeah.